Down to Business on Newstalk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, helping you deal with the business of Brexit.
January is usually the month where most holidays are booked through travel agents. But with the country in full lockdown and our COVID figures as some of the worst in the world, what's business going to be like this year for travel agents? And this is a sector that was the first to be hit. Is it also a sector that's likely to be among the last to recover? So I want to get the temperature of where things are at. And I've got three great guests. I've got joining me now are Paul Hackett. He's the CEO of Click and Go.
Hi, Bobby.
How are you? Martin Skelly is the managing director and owner of Navin Travel. Good morning to you, Martin. We've got Tanya Airy, the executive chairman of Sunway Holidays. Tanya, you're very welcome as well. Paul, I might start with you. I know things are bad in your industry. It's been a very difficult time. The last 9 months have been hugely challenging. How bad are things, if I may put it as bluntly as that?
I don't think they could be any worse, Bobby. The entire sector has been down between 90 to 95% since March of 2020. So we've had 10 months trading at 90 to 95% down. And we're possibly now looking at another 4, 5, possibly 6 months of 2021 trading at that level. So it is really difficult. It's really difficult for our staff. It's been amazingly challenging for our customers because, you know, we haven't been always able to do what we had intended to do for our customers through 2020 just because of the scale of the problem. But we have, you know, most of those issues resolved, not all, but most of those issues resolved. So it's beyond challenging. Like, in terms of pivoting the business, we've all been pivoting as best we can to change our model, look at our business models and see how we can adapt for 2021.
A lot of stuff outside your control though, Paul, isn't there?
It's absolutely outside our control. And that, I think, you know, I would be honest and describe myself as a control freak. And I think that is the biggest challenge, that we have had so many stop-start situations in 2020. And we just can't control it. We can't control government policy on certain things. We clearly can't control the virus. And we have to be respectful of the public health requirements and the primacy of public health. And that feeds then into the customer confidence that we need in the sector in order for us to trade.
But there's one thing for certain, is there not, Martin Skelly, that there's a huge pent-up demand for people wanting to take holidays. So as soon as you're able to provide the great service you provide, people are going to be just banging down your door.
That's the hope, Bobby, and I'm confident that that's what's going to happen. So we're looking forward to our situation changing. As Paul said, we're down for the last 10 months, 90 to 95%. We don't see an immediate recovery. Probably it's going to be midsummer before there's any significant numbers of people travelling. When they start booking, a little bit debatable. It's probably a few months away because we need a lot of consumer confidence. We want to see a rollout of pre-departure testing and the vaccination rollout. We're going to have to offer our customers flexibility. So we've been working behind the scenes for the last number of months, making sure that we can the items that we can control, that we've set things up so that we can run a program successfully. We were all set up in 2020 for all our groups, be it walking the Camino, honeymoons, family going on holidays throughout Europe or the USA. So we've that done again. But our business relationship with all our hoteliers has changed slightly because we have to give our customers flexibility. We want to know the hotels we're dealing with, the campsites we're dealing with, the group organisers we're dealing with on the ground have the proper protocols in place. So we want to make sure that to give our customers confidence so that it's going to be easy for them to book with us. And I see, Paul, one of the things is that we noticed it over the last number of months. When people were challenged, and Paul mentioned the challenges that people had, but when people wanted to speak to us, anybody who was dealing with an Irish business, for the most part, their phone, the Irish businesses answered their phone calls, we answered emails, And our staff were really anxious that we get back to customers, that we deal with them, that we reassure them, we give them accurate, up-to-date information. So all these things are critical for us in the months ahead.
Okay. Let's bring in our third guest, Tania Airey, Executive Chairman of Sunway Holidays. Tania, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Bobby.
Could I ask you, Tania, if you're looking at the, I suppose, the landscape of your business now, you're talking about lots of people inquiring but nobody booking. I think you mentioned in your notes that Lapland is looking good for 2021, but that's about it.
That's it, Bobby. Actually, we're just getting a trickle of Sun Holidays, and I'm talking about really a trickle. But Lapland is really, really popular. I think people have the confidence because they're not flying until December. And you know, we're lucky in that way. And people want something very special to look forward to, particularly after the horrible year that we've all had, and you know, to make wonderful memories with their families. So we're lucky, and you know, from that point of view. And one of the things, just talking about you know, the travel industry, the problem with the travel industry is that we've been absolutely decimated, as both Paul and Martin has mentioned. And one of the things we couldn't do is we just couldn't close our doors and press pause on our business. We had to actually service all the clients. I mean, every morning I get figures for last year and this year. I probably shouldn't, because it's actually soul destroying to look at them. We just couldn't close our doors, and we're busy rebooking people, refunding people, issuing credit notes. So, you know, it's been very, very tough on our team. And I have to say, we have a absolutely wonderful team in Sunway, headed by our CEO, Mary Denton, and they've gone beyond, above and beyond, you know, to look after clients.
Yeah. And can I ask you, Tania, about, you know, is flexibility now going to be kind of the new trump card for you guys, so that because there's so much uncertainty out there, if you can offer flexibility, in other words, I can book my holiday, but if there's another lockdown, I can kick it out 2 months or whatever. Is that something that's easy done, or is it problematic?
It is easily done in the way that now we're saying, you know, if you book, you can change your dates. It's problematic from the point of view of it's going to use up a lot of staff to deal with it. And obviously, with what's happened, the worst part of this is because travel agents and tour operators, our biggest expense is actually our staff. So one of the things that has really killed all of us is to have to put people on shorter hours and put some people on temporary layoffs. So that is difficult. But yes, things are looking good as regards we have light at the end of the tunnel on the vaccine, and that's really good. Also, but in the interim for this summer, because we don't know how long it's going to take to roll out the vaccine, we need cheaper, faster testing at airports. And just actually for things not to be so complicated, for people to understand if they go and travel, what is actually going to happen and how it's going to be, you know, looked after. And the problem is we just have no certainty. And that's why people are kind of reticent at this moment in time to book. But I think in the next couple of months, people will have a clearer picture, and we have a clearer picture of what's happening.
Paul, can I bring you back in here? The airport, and I know it's easy to say in hindsight, but we clearly missed a beat there in terms of the way we controlled traffic in and out at the airports. It still probably isn't sorted out. Do you see anytime soon where one is going to require a vaccine document to say one has been vaccinated before they can travel anywhere?
What has been quite frustrating, Bobby, is, you know, we as the Irish Travel Agents Association sat in front of the Joint Directors Committee on Transport back in October. We had the Aviation Task Force Recovery Report delivered to government in September. Both of those situations asked for the implementation, and DAA, the Dublin Airport Authority, and the other airport authorities in Ireland were behind this. They asked for pre-departure airport testing. And then we get into a debate between the politicians and the advisors as to what is the correct form of testing. And my view is testing is better than no testing, and we have had no testing, and we have been calling for pre-departure airport testing. And if we had that in place, we may not be where we are now, and we would avoid the worry that exists in the consumer who isn't interested in travelling at present but is concerned about consumers coming in. And whilst we're all outbound travel agents, let's not forget that travel is not just about leisure and lying on a beach. Travel is corporate and business travel. Travel is also inbound. There's 250,000 to 300,000 jobs in this country dependent on inbound tourism. And we need to get that market back moving. And the way we will do that is through use of the traffic light system and use of pre-departure airport testing. We don't have to go back too far to see when there was a debate among some of the advisors around the advisability of masks. So why are we having a debate about the advisability of testing at airports? That should be in place.
And can you tell me, Paul, what is the reason that we didn't do that? Because I'm struggling to Bobby, why didn't we do it?
I'm really struggling. It's part of it. To me, it's, you know, the pandemic has created huge problems for all of us. The focus in terms of managing our way through this and living through this has been sorely lacking. We haven't been looking enough at the development and what's going to happen next and how do we learn from best in class. Even take the vaccination scenario. Like this week, we had the laughable situation where the Irish government is standing up and saying we're second best in Europe. And we're at 1.57% of our population vaccinated. Like, when is that a call out as to what we're achieving? What are we doing about the AstraZeneca vaccine coming in? Because the difference for 2021 over 2020 is that we have vaccines. We have AstraZeneca in pre-approval with the European Medicines Agency. We have Johnson & Johnson hopefully moving into that position very soon. Why aren't we getting those vaccines in prior to approval and having them in place so that they can be rolled out? Boasting about 1.57% of our population. UK is 5.5, US is 4, Israel is 25%. I know we're part of the EU purchasing scheme, but really, folks, how much are we spending every month to maintain this country in its current lockdown that we could be investing further in rolling out advanced vaccination programs that we can get out of this? Like, we have a solution.
Okay, and try a billion a week is the figure that's been bandied about, Paul, a billion a week. Listen, there's loads of text coming in. The screen is actually lit up here, which is great. And one says, great to hear such professional travel agents. We are a small agent. We answered calls literally 24/7 since March. I sincerely hope people will remember their local Irish travel agent. Brighter days ahead. And Martin, I might put the second one to you, which comes in from Connor. Bobby, I have a family holiday booked on the 19th of June in Cambrils in Spain. Any thoughts from your guests? 19th of June?
We're optimistic for the 19th of June, but it's a cautious optimism. The one thing I will say is I presume if they're going to Cambrils in Spain, that they're flying into Barcelona or they're flying into Reus. The airlines are offering flexibility with the flights. So that should give some comfort. In relation to the campsite itself, I see a huge demand for campsite-style holidays. Yeah. And I think there's going to be, people want slightly quieter locations. They want to have their own space to a certain extent. So not just Cambrils in Spain, they're going to be very popular. Cambrils in Spain is very popular with Irish holidaymakers. And they've been doing business with the Irish travel trade and Irish customers for years. They know very well the challenges that everybody faces. Anybody that we've been doing business with on the north or on the east coast of Spain have been really, really helpful to us and to our customers and facilitated all of them in any way possible. I wouldn't have a worry for Connor about his holiday. It might have to change. That will depend, as Paul said, on the vaccination rollout, both here and in Spain, on pre-departure testing. So a lot of things hinge on it. And as Paul said, and as everybody agrees, we need a healthy outbound market to have a healthy inbound market. So all of the partners in the tourism and travel industry, we're joined at the hip, really, and we're going to be working together to make sure that when Irish people leave, they can have the holidays. And when people come in, that the same thing applies for people coming into the country.
Tanya, we're an island nation. Will we have now lost some of the key connectivity routes that will impact, you know, where we can go on our holidays? Is that going to be a challenge?
I think we will still have the connectivity. And I see, like, for example, Aer Lingus have put on new routes, even, for example, to Santorini in Greece. So that's bit of confidence. I think that maybe if we have flights, say two or three flights a day to particular destinations like, say, Lanzarote or whatever, it might be pulled back to maybe one or two. So I think there still is going to be capacity out there, and it'll be moved up or down depending on what the demand is. So I think when we see where we are, you know, when we get to the end of this, as such, capacity will come back very, very quickly. I'm sure the airlines are all ready to go, and so are we. We're really ready. I think that also, you know, everybody, one of your texters there had mentioned that, you know, people have the confidence now to book with Irish travel agents. And I think because of how they have been looked after, and that people realise that they're not on their own and they are looked after, and instead giving them flexibility, looking after their booking, you know, they will come back to us. And we look forward to that, and we're really ready for it too.
Okay, well, I'll give you the last word, Paul Hackett. What do we need to do now that we're not doing, to make sure that we can open up your business again?
I think we need to support Irish businesses better than what we're doing, especially when we're looking at a longer lockdown than what's anticipated. Like, we had anticipated opening in January, February. That ain't going to happen. We really want to work with government. We want to work with public health, and we want to try and rebuild the confidence for our consumers. And I think the consumers have confidence in terms of the flexibility that we have now all built into our holidays, the absolute certainty that if they book and their holiday is cancelled due to the pandemic, they get a refund. And that's really important. So, you know, we understand that they're not booking at the moment. We're not trying to get them to book. None of us are really advertising in the market at present, because it would be counter to all of the messaging that's going on, and it would to some extent be disrespectful. But we are here. We have survived through these 10 months at 90 to 95% down. We're an incredibly resilient group of people up and down this country in terms of the scale of the businesses, from very small businesses up to you know, 100 plus employees. So the Irish Travel Agents Association and Irish travel agents have proven their worth through the last year in terms of what they do, and they're here, as everyone of the people on the panel has said, to support and to look after customers when business resumes. And we expect business to resume at some point, just not yet.
Okay, well, look, it's great to hear your optimism. It's great to hear your resilience. All three guests, Tanya Airy, the Executive Chairman of Sunway Holidays, Paul Hackett, CEO of Click & Go, and Martin Skelly, Managing Director and Owner of Navan Travel. Thanks very much for a great discussion, and it's given me hope that sunshine isn't too far away. So thanks again, and we wish you all well.